Hello, class. This is Yura.
Hello, everybody. So, welcome to our podcast. My name is Vitaly Clinchpon. Vitaly. So, let's get right into the news, boys.
Yeah.
Hello. So today we're going to be talking about, so pretty much there's a character in the book. The book is Long Way Down by Jason Reynolds, and the main character is Will. So pretty much we're going to be talking about Will's future, and we're going to see if it's going to go in a good direction or in a bad direction. You know, because you don't want no bad direction. You don't want him to turn out bad like his brother and get killed. You want him to go to heaven and be good. You want him to do good things in life, you feel me? But yeah, so let's get right into the book. Also, like I said, the book is Long Way Down, Jason Reynolds. There's a lot of beef. Beef is when it gets passed down, like the name brand t-shirts, around here and here and here. There is about 300 and something pages in this book. So we'll see what Will's future will be. Will it be good or will it be bad? We don't want it to be bad, okay?
Alright, so we're back again for the book Long Way Down by Jason Reynolds, National Book Award finalist, you feel me? Alright, so basically, Will was told a couple of rules when he was his age, which was if someone you love is killed, find the person who killed them and kill them. So this basically put him on a bad route to a bad future, because if he used this rule, he could get locked up or get in a lot of trouble. So basically, revenge is when, let's say, like, your mom gets killed by a robber, and then you want revenge from him because, like, he killed your mother, you feel me? That's basically what revenge is, like, getting them back for what they did. And Will was going to kill someone who killed his brother, but...
So yeah, pretty much the reason why people told him this about this revenge is because his brother died, so obviously he needs to like know the rules of like what happens, and someone told him this so he might seek revenge.
So basically what I think what he's gonna do is he's gonna attempt to get revenge, which is gonna lead him to having a bad future and being a bad person overall.
Yeah, and his, like, mom is, like, worried about him and doesn't want, like, him to turn out, like, bad, like his brother and stuff. And she just wants him to be, like, a good person because, you know, being good is good and being bad is bad. And you don't want to be bad because that's going to make you have, like, a bad future and stuff.
Yeah.
And, like...
You won't have a lot of people to be around because, like, they won't trust you because you, like, killed someone.
So yeah, thank you guys for that, and
we'll be back with more later.
After
all right, so basically it's just me here right now, you know, but I had to take a quick break, you feel me? So today I'm gonna be talking about this article. It's called Reaching for Success from Place Seen as Second Best Social Class Trailer Park Residents and Youth Development. So basically, this mom wants her kids to have like a different type of future, and she doesn't want her kids to do what she did. So this quote, I did things backwards. I had kids, then got married, and then chose a career. I hope my kids do things the other way around. So basically, she wants her kids not to like make the same mistake that she made by having kids, and she didn't even have a career or like a job to take care of them. So, like, she wants her kids to have a better future. Like, yeah. So, basically the mother is, like, relating to the book Long Way Down. Cause she's, like, giving them advice, like, not to do the things that she did when she was their age. She wants them to have a better future, like Will wants. wants a better future. I know. Oh, the next one. We're totally back with the next one. You feel me?
Hello, everybody. So I came back from a little quick break. You feel me? Gotta, you know, let the gas out. You feel me? But let's now be serious. So, Yura did a good job about picking that one, but I think I did better. So, my article is Like Parent, Like Child, The Enduring Influence of Family. So, this article, the quote that I found, I'll get to that in a second, but, like, pretty much just about, like, programming and how, like, culture sticks to its culture by, like, family rules and stuff. So, let's get to the quote, guys. I think you'd be very delightful to hear it. In viewing a relationship, it is important to remember that we carry this family from childhood. Yeah, childhood. Within us, a family culture made of expectations about the world and how to act in it. There are three components of this culture, each learned while growing up in our families.
So basically, he's talking about how your ancestors, like, they had rules, and every day your mother and everyone follows it.
Yeah, so you have to, like, keep up with the culture, you feel me? You have to, like, keep bringing it down, because from generation, you gotta make it good, you know? And, like, how this relates to the book is, like, how Will, he used to be, like, in a family, and his brothers, like, did bad things, and, like
he's so carrying on his brothers.
Yeah, because he was, like, a role model to him, and, like, that's, like, their culture, like, I guess it's, like, creating it. And so, like, yeah, like, back with the thing, it's called Like Parent, Like Child, The Enduring Influence of Family. So pretty much, yeah, the culture, and it's, like, programming, and the culture is real. So hopefully, we'll go back to Europe.
What's up, guys? This is Yura here, you know. Back at it again with another article. It's called The Physiology of a French and French People. So basically, this article is talking about how there was a study which explored the link between lack of forgiveness. Like, people have a hard time forgiving others who have done things to make it hard for them to, like, live their life. It made it, like, hard for them to get through it. Basically, these people always end up either getting revenge or doing something bad to someone else that they don't really mean to. They just want to, like, feel better about themselves. So basically, in the book, the narcissistic, you know, Joseph Virgo actually identifies what's been seen narcissist as a type. So basically, according to research, those in high nutrism are likely to seek revenge to someone who is, like, doing bad things to them. So a quote is who experienced continued anger and hostility were still instilled to seek revenge 2.5 years after their original transition. So basically, people, even after the revenge, they would still, after, like, a couple of years, they would still not be over it. They would still try to get revenge for someone, something they did to them. So basically, yeah. All right, guys, just loosen up a little bit. We're gonna play a little music for you guys, you know.
Just a little break, because it's probably very tiring just hearing us. So you guys need a little break. So let's get right into it, guys. Just relax. Breathe. Yes. Ha ha
Well, that was fun, wasn't it, guys? All right, but now let's actually get serious. All right, so pretty much we have the last article. It is called Revenge, colon, Will You Feel Better? So pretty much the title is asking,
I'm good with 1%, bro.
The title is asking if revenge will, like, make you feel better. And this is, like, an article that's, like, arguing about if it makes you feel better or if it makes you feel worse.
Hold on, Vitaly. I think revenge will make you feel better. You'll just feel horrible after because, like, you did something bad to someone.
I agree with you, but also you want revenge because if someone killed your mother and you had no mother, would you kill the other person back?
I mean, I wouldn't kill them back, but I would make them feel, like, hurt and, like, take someone from them, you know?
Well, you're dumb, but okay. Alright, so the looks like it's not. Alright, guys, so pretty much like I said, so the quote we're gonna start off with is, so the struggle, I know, revenge seems to be one of the deepest instincts we have. It's pretty much like everybody wants to have revenge, but who hasn't said, I hope he gets his, or wish that karma would strike sooner rather than later? Dirty Harry's Go Ahead Make My Day resonates across generations of control. Revenge, attack, and counterattack can be blinding and destroy the lives of an uninvolved. But our instincts and emotions usually serve a purpose. So pretty much they're like talking about like how like pretty much everybody wants revenge and like they think that's going to be like better for like other people, but also can harm an innocent person. So later in the... I have another piece of quote from the book, I mean from this article, that talks about how revenge will make you feel worse. So to test whether revenge makes people better, Kevin Carl Smith, this professional college dude, whatever, set up a group investigation game with college students where if everyone cooperated, everyone would be benefit equally. However, if someone refused to invest his or her money, that person would benefit at the group's expense. A secret experimental called a free rider. And each group convinced the group members to advance equally. But when it came up time to it, but the money, the free riders didn't go along with agreed upon plan as a result. So pretty much it's like arguing whether revenge is a good or a bad thing. Like, will it cause harm? Yes, it will. But like also... people want revenge because if like someone like actually like let's not talk about like story, like let's actually talk in real life. Like if someone killed your mom, you would not accept that. You would like try to seek revenge. Like you'd be so angry because like, well, it is bad, but like you still, I would still want to do it.
I think
it.
You would get karma after because like karma would like bite you, you know, because you just.
Well, I don't believe in karma because I've done so many good things and nothing good happened to me, but. Okay, you guys thought I would say that, but okay. So yeah, so pretty much that's like what it's about.
So basically, I don't think revenge will make you feel better. Because like, at the end of the day, you're going to feel bad about what you did, even though they did something to you. So you're going to get hit by karma anyway, so it don't matter.
All right, also this article like relates with the book because Will's brother died. And how they were talking about like revenge from the first article, we were talking about like, from the book, I mean,
like the first couple pages they're already talking about revenge, like page 33.
Yeah, because his brother died and he wanted to like seek revenge because even someone gave him a rule that if someone kills someone you love, you have to find them and kill them, like back. You feel me?
That was like their generation. You know?
Yeah, that's like the generation. Like, that's like the hood, and like that's their like culture and stuff. So like, yeah, like that's how life is. You know, like you have to be good or you could be bad. But I would choose good instead of bad because no one wants to be bad. You feel me? It's like being bad could like disappoint your mom. Like his mom is worried for him because he's turning out like his brother almost. And she, like she doesn't want to because he's been like killed and like done bad things.
Yeah, she doesn't want him to die too.
You know? So yeah, guys. I hope you guys like have a good time. All right, guys, thank you for watching. My name is Vitaly.
I'm Yura.
And pretty much don't be bad, be good. Don't seek revenge because that could cause you to be harmful and everything. So stay safe, everybody. So Will's future.
Have a wonderful future.
Will's future will be better, hopefully. Thank you.